Join Michelle as she learns about the local delight in the Lord Ministries and its work in Uganda. What a pleasure it was to attend an informative presentation by the Board of Delight in the Lord Ministries, DLM, with a warm welcome from Kurt Deal and Sierra Crow. In attendance were 130-plus guests at the Kiwanis Ogeechee Fairgrounds building, all eagerly awaiting to hear the speakers on the growth and development of DLM. An enjoyable buffet of Southern cookin' was available with fried chicken, green beans, macaroni and cheese, baked beans, coleslaw, broccoli salad, and yeast rolls, finished off with homemade pound cake and banana pudding. Delicious. Delight in the Lord Ministries was established in November 2015 and is now starting its ninth year of ministry in Uganda, Africa. DLM continues to assist children and their families with educational needs, medical expenses, and Bible studies, which enable them to teach children biblical truths and to share the gospel weekly. DLM family photos. Michelle LeBlanc, Mawasu's Mutya Bemikwano, Sierra Crow, founder and director of Mission, cheerfully greeted the audience with, "Good morning friends," in Luganda, the native language of Uganda. Crow began her presentation saying, "My name in Uganda is Nakamuli, given to me meaning a good flower." Crow born and raised in Bullock County and graduated from Seb High School in 2015. She has one sister, Ashley. Sierra said, "My family reminds me, from time to time, of the infamous preschool debacle, where I informed everyone that I did not need preschool because my grandma would teach me everything I needed to know. What a spunky child I was. That's what I was told." Crow always had the desire to help people, especially those of other ethnicities. She studied and learned about Africa, how people in some areas of the continent lived in huts in remote villages, and knew that God really wanted her to go to Africa and live in a hut, too. Crow, with the help of her mother, Lisa N. Crow, now administrative director of DLM, and sister Ashley Crow, now executive director of DLM, went on numerous mission trips to West Virginia, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti. Ashley Crow, left. Executive Director, Sierra Crow, middle. Founder and Director of Mission, Lisa Crow, right. Administrative Director. Michelle LeBlanc. After graduation, she made her first visit to Uganda for 3 months, volunteering with an organization. "I loved the culture and the people and felt God calling me back to Uganda," she shared. One of her favorite verses, Psalm chapter 37 verses 4 to 5, says, "Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart." Delight in the Lord Ministries became a registered 501(c)(3) nonprofit organization in November 2015. In February 2016, Crow returned to Uganda with the plan to stay for 6 months, and the rest is history. In October 2018, Delight in the Lord Ministry became a registered NGO in Uganda, allowing me to operate with a work permit under DLM in Uganda, she said. Glory to God. Makama aku omukisa, added Crow, a comment she uses frequently. In great detail, Crow explained how DLM is making a difference in the lives of Ugandan children and families and what they have accomplished in a short time. Ashley Gallo, board member, shared, "Sierra, a former youth student, is a blessing to be a part of students called to overseas ministry and missions. Serving on the board has shown me how God is working through DLM in Uganda. We are looking forward to our first family mission trip to serve with DLM, Boarding House Plan Vision." Delight in the Lord Ministries. Accomplishments, October 2021 to May 2023. DLM has purchased 17 acres of land and completed a ministry home with fencing, main gate, gatehouse, teacher latrines, umim power, 2 deep wells, a water pump, security lights, landscaping, and upgraded main roads. DLM provided $457,570 to complete all these projects through the faithful and generous giving of its supporters. DLM has monthly partners and educational partners to provide the financial anchor for this ministry. Giving from sponsors. Michelle LeBlanc. Visionary goals for 2024. Building community outreach. Focus on a primary boarding school, with dormitories where a child could sleep under nets, to avoid malaria, and clean drinking water, to avoid typhoid, and an outdoor kitchen, pavilion serving as a community outreach in the future. Spiritual, physical, emotional, educational and medical needs on a daily basis. Educational sponsorship outreach. 72 Ugandan children are currently sponsored attending local primary and secondary schools. Every sponsorship pays tuition, hot lunches, school supplies, school uniform, sportswear, and a new pair of shoes for 3 academic terms. Bible study outreach. Every child attends Bible study with an English Bible, focusing on biblical attributes. Children attend local churches or mosques. Medical outreach. Meeting the daily needs for children and families, including consultation, lab work, and prescribed medication. Some children have malaria, bacterial infections, and a few with sickle cell anemia. Vision floor plans. Michelle LeBlanc. To construct the remaining buildings, DLM will need approximately $720,000. This would cover construction for the chapel, administrative building, and 2 classroom blocks, which would include dormitories, toilets, head teacher house, and football pitch field. Board member Melissa San said, "I have a tenderness towards Africa, and in October 2023, I had the opportunity to go and see the early stages of the building project and interact with 72 sponsor children. I would like our community and schools to know about DLM and be generous with their love, time, and resources." In closing, Crow smiled graciously saying, "Mwebale Kuja. Thank you for coming." To learn more about DLM, please visit https://www.delightinthelordministries.org/. If you would like more information on how you can contribute to their efforts, you can click here. You may also mail a check to Delight in the Lord Ministries, P.O. Box 183, Brooklet, Georgia, 30415.